From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syria's foreign minister, Walid Mualim, Sunday rejected a UN plan to grant autonomy to the embattled eastern sector of Aleppo, where rebels seeking to topple the government of Bashar al-Assad have been locked in a month-long battle with Russian-backed government forces. The Syrian diplomat insisted the rebels, who he refers to as terrorists, must leave eastern Aleppo. He said no government would allow its citizens to be left as hostages to thousands of gunmen. The proposal was made by UN envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, in talks in Damascus, allowing rebel-held sector to be governed by a local administration if jihadists fighting alongside the rebels leave the city.
Local administration should be respected and left. And here we had a major disagreement. The government, through Minister Mualim, categorically rejected the idea of maintaining the current local administration.
The UN envoy proposed sending a UN verification team to Aleppo to examine widespread claims government aircraft bombed and knocked out a series of hospitals. He warned that time was running out on efforts to avoid a humanitarian catastrophe. Voters in Mali went to the polls Sunday for their first election since a 2012 coup aimed at filling posts in the restive north vacant since Islamist militants took advantage of a Tuareg rebellion. Militants were driven out the next year by a French intervention force, but continued to pose a security threat to UN peacekeepers. Thousands of local officials were on the ballot across the country as the government seeks to implement a peace agreement. Low voter turnout was reported. This is VOA News. Leaders of the 21 Asia-Pacific nations entered an annual summit in Lima, Peru, Sunday, calling on resistance to trade protectionism and protecting the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Pact with or without the United States. They pledged to work toward ratifying TPP as a path to sustainable, balanced, and inclusive growth, despite the political climate. President Obama addressed the issue in his closing remarks.
When it comes to trade, I believe that the answer is not to pull back or try to erect barriers to trade, given our integrated economies and global supply chains that would hurt us all. But rather, the answer is to do trade right, making sure that it has strong labor standards, strong environmental standards, that it addresses ways in which workers and ordinary people can benefit rather than be harmed by global trade.
President-elect Donald Trump has criticized the TPP and vowed to end U.S. participation and renegotiate other trade deals. Haiti Sunday held a long-delayed election casting ballots for president and legislature. More than 6 million people were registered to vote to choose among 27 presidential candidates vying to succeed Michel Martelly, who left the presidency in February. A caretaker government has been in place since.
La stabilité politique est le premier des biens publics.
One of the front runners, Jovenel Moïse, said political stability is key. Without it, he said, no country on earth can talk about development. The top two finishers are to meet in a January 29th runoff unless one candidate received more than 50% of the vote. The Egyptian government says it will try nearly 300 jihadist suspects over plots to assassinate President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and the Saudi Crown Prince, as well as attacks in the Sinai. The cases have been turned over to a military court for alleged membership in the Sinai State and affiliate of Islamic State. President-elect Trump met Sunday with more potential cabinet members at his luxury golf resort in Bedminster, New Jersey. Appearing Sunday on U.S. television, Vice President-elect Mike Pence, head of the transition team, was asked about diversity in the new administration.
The president-elect is a man who knows his mind. He knows where he wants to take this country. He laid out an agenda to make America great again, to have America standing tall in the world, to revive the American economy. And he's going to surround himself with men and women from diverse backgrounds who are going to help him move that agenda forward.
Mr. Trump is expected to make more announcements soon. In Yemen, the fate of a 48-hour ceasefire announced Saturday is uncertain amid reports of scattered violence in the southwest city of Taiz. A strong 6.4 magnitude earthquake jolted western Argentina Sunday, felt as far away as Santiago, Chile. No early reports of injuries or damage. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.